Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. Today's podcast is the story behind my song called The Joy of Love. This is from the ministry recording called Help Me to Remember. This album is a 14-song collection, especially for those who are going through the process of grief. Some of the songs are from Father God's point of view and are meant to bring comfort to those who mourn. All the songs are meant to be conduits of God's love and presence to broken, grieving hearts. I've shared this several times already, but it bears repeating. Grief is deep sorrow, especially that caused by someone's death. Mourning is the outward expression of that grief or that sorrow. According to Matthew 5, verse 4, God's word says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Let me tell you about this week's song that came in the middle of a personal family tragedy. The song is called The Joy of Love, and it came to me a little after midnight on September 5th of 1996. If you recall, last week's podcast was about a song called The Pain of Love, and it was written for my daughter Annie after the loss of her baby horse she had named Surprise. Watching my daughter grieve after the loss of her horse did something deep in my heart. Having no power to change the situation, I did all that was left for me to do. I cried out to God for help. It was in this process of crying out to God that I began to focus my attention on the truth that no matter what life brings our way, God is in control. In a nutshell, this means there's always light at the end of any tunnel. This means that although I may feel grief and sorrow, joy is always the underlying tone of the river that carries my heart to God. How can this be? My daughter's favorite pet was irrevocably gone. Surprise could not come back. Yet this little horse's death became an opportunity for me to teach my daughter how to cry out to God for comfort. Watching her receive my instruction and cry out to God on her own not only afforded her comfort I could not give her, but it also helped comfort the helplessness I felt as a daddy who wanted to protect his little girl from pain. How does one teach another how to find the hidden treasures in life? Sometimes treasures are only revealed over time. And at the time of Surprise's death, Annie could not see the new levels of maturity her grief would lead her to. But months later, when other trials came her way, she was able to see God's hand at work and easily call to remembrance all God had done for her. Slowly but surely, Annie found that the fire she had to go through had produced a more refined heart. Like precious gold purified by the refiner's fire, grief prepares the heart for greater levels of maturity. And maturity is another way of saying one has grown closer to God. What is joy and how does one find it in the midst of sorrow? I'll tell you what joy is to me. Joy is knowing we are never alone. Joy is knowing Christ goes through the grief with us and that He is a firm, unshakable rock and a foundation in a stormy sea. Joy is knowing that even though we may not see the way out, He is still making a way for us and will reveal it to us in due time. Let's take the next few minutes and think about some of the things that cause us grief in this life. And as we think about those things, let's allow the Holy Spirit to show us His point of view. Just as there is sometimes pain in the midst of love, There is joy that transcends even our deepest sorrows. Let's just bathe for a few minutes in the joy of love, God's amazing, massive love for us.
The joy of love is that through sorrow you are there to comfort me. The joy of love is grace through any trial that sets my heart more free. The joy of love is not in earthly wealth, but in my Savior's hold. The joy of love is that each fire leaves my heart shining like gold. The joy of love is knowing faithful love when love is not returned. The joy of love is knowing healing though my heart is crushed or burned. The joy of love is knowing even death is just a stepping stone. The joy of love is knowing death means he is calling me home. The joy of love, a rock, a sure foundation in a stormy sea. The joy of love is Jesus, my salvation makes a way for me. The joy of love is he saved me, gives me life abundantly. The joy of love is being known by my Redeemer and King. The joy of love is knowing Jesus, knowing I have been redeemed. The joy of love is knowing his blood washed my heart completely clean. Is loving Jesus, the assurance he loves me. The joy of love is knowing that he loves me intimately. The joy of love is knowing Jesus, knowing I have been redeemed. The joy of love is knowing his blood washed my heart completely clean. The joy of love is loving Jesus, the assurance he loves me. The joy of love is knowing that he loves me intimately. The joy of love is knowing that he loves me intimately.
A little horse named Surprise had died, but I watched a little girl grow into a young woman in the process of grieving that loss. Even in death, life had been supplied even more abundantly than we thought possible. Annie found enough joy and strength not only to deal with the death of Surprise, but to continue to raise other horses and another baby horse named Penny. Melinda and I have had the privilege of watching our daughter grow through the pain and walk in deeper levels of confidence and assurance, not in herself, but in her Redeemer and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The joy of love is knowing that even in sorrow, we are known by someone bigger than death. The joy of love is being able to share our sorrow and our grief with someone big enough to handle it when we cannot. The joy of love is knowing we are loved and never alone. The joy of love is knowing God and being known by Him, regardless of our circumstances. Many years ago, around the year 2000, I recorded that album, Help Me to Remember, as a ministry to those who grieve. But I want you to know I wrote a book by the same title and released it at the same time. The book is also called Help Me to Remember, and it goes through the stories behind the songs in much greater detail than I'm able to share on this podcast. It's a great study on grief and mourning, and it was self-published back in the day. We only have a few hundred of the paperback left in stock, and I'm offering a copy of the book for $7.95 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do is call 918-781-1200 and order your copy today. It's just as relevant today as the days in which I wrote it. Be sure and order your copy as soon as possible while we still have them in stock. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, The Joy of Love, from the recording, Help Me to Remember, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Again, thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And remember to take the time to remind yourself God loves you massively, and so do I. And never forget His goodness and His comforting presence is with you even in the sorrowful times. You are His son, you are His daughter, new creation in Christ, and you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who Father says you are.
You as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my